You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to Inside Out and Happy New Year. And I wanted to just start the year off right. That's the best way to start anything, is to start it right rather than have to go back and fix it. And so let's be very purposeful, very intentional about starting our year right. So I want to share some very important things with you, and forgive me for just rushing right in, but we have to, because of the pressure, the uncertainty of the days that we're in, it's very important that we start our new year out right. Now let's go right into scripture, and in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 says, "And God said, let bright lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. They will be signs to mark off the seasons, the days, and the years." So we see their significance and importance in a new year, a new month, a new day. And we know that his mercies are new every morning. So that's every day. So we're leaving and we're entering, and how you leave does affect how you enter. And so I want us to enter with faith and optimism and expecting better, that our mindset and our perspective is good. That we keep in mind that God is faithful and days are uncertain, but God, he can be trusted and he sees everything. So I'm expecting a better 2024. And that's not just optimism, that's faith. So expecting better is the confident assurance that God is in control of the future, and that God, his plans, that he plans what is best for my life because he loves me. In Psalm 32:8 in the Living Bible, it says, "I will instruct you, says the Lord, and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch your progress." So come on, let's enter the new year. Let me give you some principles that are going to help you so much. First of all, what giants, think about David. What giants, what Goliaths will you maybe have to face in the new year? And there's a bunch of potential ones. And what little critters and foxes that spoil the vine and all of those things. But, you know, David fought whatever came along, and he won through his trust in God. And that was lions and bears and giants and everything else. And he said this in 1 Samuel chapter 17. He said, "Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And then down in 1 Samuel 17, verse 46, it says, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you." This is David to the giant. "And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Well, there's five things that David did that we should do. And I just want to touch on those briefly today. First of all, start your day with God. Come on, start your day with God. In Psalm 5, verse 3, it says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation." So start your day with God. Go to bed earlier. You have to have some definite start and stop times. And so, you know, start your day. Don't just roll eventually into your day. Start your day with God. And don't watch and listen so much to all the morning news. Start with worship, not just music, but worship. David said this in Psalm 34:9 in the Message. He said, "Worship God if you want the best. Worship opens doors to all his goodness." Well, what a great way to start the day. So you want to start the day with God's presence. That's going to help you emotionally. Start the day with God's word. That's going to help you spiritually. Start your day rested. That's going to help you physically. And, you know, just trust God for wisdom and for courage and serenity and peace to help you in your day. So start your day with God. Secondly, think about God's promises during the day. Think about God's promises throughout the day. He's given us over 7,000 promises. And for every problem, there is a promise. And so, you know, your inner dialogue needs to be, this is what's going on, but this is what God says about it. So you're going to need to know those things. Psalm 119, verse 95 says, though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind on your promises. And then in verse 11, I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart so I won't sin again, so I won't sin myself bankrupt. And then Philippians 4, 8, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. And then Hebrews 10, 23, let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. So think about God's promises through the day. And then, number three, trust in God's love and faithfulness, even when, and especially when, it looks bad. Keep your trust in God's love and faithfulness, no matter what things look like. In Psalm 42, verse 11, but oh my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act, for I know that I shall again have plenty of reason to praise him for all that he will do. He is my help. He is my God. Psalm 91, verse 14, if you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you only get to know and trust me. And then one other one here, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. So trust in God's love and faithfulness, even when, and especially when, it looks bad. Number four, keep company with believers. This is important. Keep company with believers. This does not mean that you isolate yourself and you have no friends that aren't just, you know, just like you. No, we still must be salt and light, but you've got to watch the balance because of the influence and the strength that comes or goes from your life. It's important to keep company with believers. Psalm 119, verse 63, I'm a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. First Corinthians 15, 33, don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. And then Psalm 1, verse 1, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with scoffers. What is different about them? The joy that they would have in their life. And joy, as you know, is strength. You need way more than you need way more what I call VIPs than VDPs. So VIPs are actually very inspirational people. You need more of them than you need VDPs, which are very draining people. So the logical place to find them, you know, is at church and in small group and things such as that, so that you can have people in your life that inspire you and add to your life. It's going to be very important to keep company with believers. And then lastly, live generously. In Proverbs 11, 24, again in the Message paraphrase, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. And so it's important that we live generously, live open-handed, be a giver, not a taker. Be a sharer, not just a hoarder. And then in Matthew 25, 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Acts 20, 35, in everything I've pointed out to you by example, that by working diligently in this manner, we ought to assist the weak, being mindful of the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed, makes one happier and more to be envied, to give than to receive. And then that verse in the Message paraphrase, in everything I've done, I have demonstrated to you how necessary it is to work on behalf of the weak and not exploit them. You'll not likely go wrong here if you keep remembering that our master said you're far happier giving than getting. So as we enter this new year, those are some things to think about. No, don't just think about them. Come on, add them into your life. Start your day with God. Think about God's promises during the day, every day. Trust in God's love and faithfulness, even when and especially when it looks bad. Keep company with believers and live generously. You're not going to go wrong by doing that. Well, hey, happy, blessed New Year. Let's go for it. Go into it unafraid. I know there's so much uncertainty and our world is crazy, but God is big. God is with you. The Holy Spirit knows everything, and He is your constant help, comfort, and guide. I'm going to go ahead and say it. You're going to have a great year if you'll follow close with God. So I hope you'll go through this whole year with me with Inside Out, share the news about this, share this message with others. There's people that need to be encouraged as we cross this line into the new year. Hey, God bless you, and I look forward to being with you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.